Right, that was Gaz Coombs. This time tomorrow, just coming up to 10:31 at Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Now, as you know, I'm a fan of this show, so is my mum, and I'm joined this morning on the line by Josh Feather, who is a senior casting producer for Hat Trick Television, who is currently looking for people to star in the ITV show Dinner Date. So, good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, this is one of my mum's favourite programmes, and it's a programme that you turn on and you think, oh, what's this all about? And then you're just hooked. You're absolutely hooked on it. If people haven't seen the show, tell us about how the show works.
OK, so the way the show works is that in each episode that we make, we have somebody called a picker. Now, a picker in each episode can be either a guy or a girl, depending on the episode that we're making. Now, at the top of the show, our picker is presented with 5 3-course menus. Now, behind each of these menus, there is a potential date. So each of these dates has put together this menu. These are then presented to our picker for that episode. Our picker will then choose the 3 menus that he or she thinks sounds the most sort of appetising.
Yep.
And then we'll then proceed over the space of the next week to go on 3 dates with those 3 people. So it actually involves going into their homes, being cooked a nice meal and having a dinner date. It's really as simple as that.
The thing that makes me laugh is when they first turn up at the door and they've got these high expectations sometimes. Sometimes they open the door and they're like, oh, yeah. And other times that you can just see by their faces and like, oh, my God.
That is true. You absolutely cannot please them. We do try our best. What's nice about this show is that we really do sort of go out of our way, I'd say more so than a lot of other dating shows, to sort of try and match make people as best we can. But like you say, there's no accounting for chemistry or that kind of initial reaction when you first see somebody. We've all had it before.
So what type of people are you looking for? Do they have to be certain ages, or is it more males and females, or what sexual orientation? Is it just, it's just open to everybody?
Again, so yeah, to be honest, what's really nice about Dinner Date is this genuinely is open to everybody, this show. The only 2 requirements, one is that you're over at the age of 18, and 2 is that you're preferably single, obviously. So it really is open to everybody. There's no upper or no upper age limit. There's not one particular sort of personality or career type that we're looking for. As long as you're single and you're up for going on a date on TV and you have ideally a passion for food. You don't need to be a good cook to go on this show.
Yep.
You need to have some kind of passion for good food. You're who we want to speak to.
Are there any disasters that didn't make it to air that you can tell us about, or not really?
Couldn't possibly tell you about those. No, I wouldn't say any disasters. To be honest, not really. I mean, we've all been on good dates and bad dates before, haven't we? But I'd say nothing so bad that would be particularly shocking, really. No, to be honest, we have a very good hit rate on this show. We're very pleased with that.
And has anyone actually cried on the show?
No. Certainly not when we were there. No one's ever cried that I know about.
And just one final thing, because I do like the bit, because it's the bit at the end, you go, and they always put the ad break on, just you're going, who are they going to choose now? For God's sake, and the ad break comes on, and then you're like, oh, who is it? And it's one of those things, I think it's definitely that one, definitely got chemistry, and you're like, oh my God, they didn't get picked. It's one of you sit there having arguments with people you're with. Has anyone yet found love through the show?
Actually, that's a really, really good point. So, we had a couple, Ed and Gemma, who we match made in the first series, who got married last year.
Oh, wow!
Fantastic hit rate. So, those 2 were married. They married last year. And then, beyond that, so Series 3, which is the last series we made, I think the stats were that I think it was 1 in 4 couples that went on the second date on the show were still dating a month down the line. So, we've got a good success rate.
Oh, that's fabulous. Now, if people want to get on the show, where do they need to apply?
So the best way to get in touch would be via email. So they can drop us an email at dinnerdate, so that's all one word, dinnerdate, at hattrick, and that's hattrick with 2 T's, .com, or they can also tweet us at ITV Dinner Date. So if people want to either, you know, nominate themselves or nominate a friend, we'd love to hear from anyone and everyone.
But you must be single.
You have to be single. That is the one requirement. And over the age of 18, that is the one requirement.
John will turn up and he's like, well, who's that next door? That's my wife and 5 children. Don't worry about them. They're fine. It's fine. All right. Well,
thank you. While I'm on the can I quickly do a quick shout out to one of my colleagues?
Yeah,
Frankie.
Sure.
He's off sick at the minute. He's just had a hair transplant and he's at home quite poorly. And I just wanted to say, he lives in Essex, actually. I just wanted to say hello to Frankie Mensah.
Oh, why is he having it?
No, he hasn't really had a hair transplant. No, he's actually had a leg surgery, but he'll kill me for saying hair transplant.
Do you know what? I was about to say, maybe he's got some sort of terrible disease, and I was going to say something funny. Oh, it's really awful.
Nothing that bad, no. He just injured himself in football, but he'll be pleased to have a shout out on air.
Is he bald?
He's going to really kill me for bringing this up. He is, but he looks good with no hair. He's a good looking guy.
Never mind. Well, there you go, Josh. That's upset a few people. All right, best of luck with the show. It's a tremendous show. If you've not watched it, do check it out. It's brilliant. It's called Dinner Date. And if you want to get involved in the new series, all you've got to do is email dinnerdate@hattrick.com.
That's correct.
And you can look on Twitter as well at ITV. It's Dinner Date, isn't it?
That's it, yeah, at ITV Dinner Date.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks very much then, Josh.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good day. Cheers. Bye-bye. His poor friend. Whoever the poor friend is. Who's, do you know what? When he said hair transplant, I thought, oh, when he's been poorly, I thought something had gone wrong with the operation. I thought, I didn't like to ask. I was like, what have they done? They put on like the wrong hair or something. You don't want that happening, do you?
If your idea of a perfect Friday evening includes good music and great conversation to ease away the stress of a busy week, then join Patrick Sherring for Friday Night.